Now we have to postulate what causes or other factors increase the likelihood of distractions occurring. Here we are suggesting two from the basic causes table. Perhaps the potentially serious consequences of distractions are not appreciated. Distractions are just accepted as part of the normal working day. We can describe this situation as inadequate hazard assessment. Another possibility is that the layout of the work area is such that there is no quiet space in which to fully concentrate on the work at hand. Since either of these possible systemic weaknesses predispose the planning process to an error, we can join them with an OR gate. We have noted before, and we note again, that what we call basic or root causes do not make failure inevitable. The causes we postulate here do, however, make a failure more likely. Note also that both the causes identified here are actionable. Work areas can generally be rearranged. A strategy for minimizing interruptions is discussed in Module 10.